Let us bow our heads in prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, by your death and resurrection, you destroyed death. And Lord, we ask today for your compassion upon us. Strengthen us with your power. Give us peace with your presence and comfort us with your love. And be our very present help in our time of need. Into your hands, O God, we commend the soul of Penny Liberton, into the hands of the faithful Creator and most loving Savior. And we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Reading from John chapter 11, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. On behalf of Gary and the family, I'd like to welcome you here this morning. I think that Penny would be surprised at the number of people that have come and shown their respects. And also, you're invited to stay for the meal that we prepared for you immediately following the service. Penny always asked Gary, how can God use me in his kingdom? I live down this long lane, and hardly anybody sees me from day to day. I'm just a goat farmer. But yet, we'll see today that Penny has had a significant impact on many people's lives. And as we look back on her life today and her faith in Jesus Christ, we'll see how God will use Penny and all of her humbleness to impact his kingdom. Because hers really is a very remarkable story. Her struggle, her faith, and ultimately the ultimate victory that she has achieved even now. Gary's chosen some of Penny's favorite songs for us to sing today. We're going to sing a couple of them. So I'd like to ask you to stand and join our Marshalltown worship team as we sing Build Me a Cabin in Glory Land. And what's the second one?
One of these days.
So I'll stand, please.
Many years I've been looking for a place to call home, but I still didn't find it, so I must travel on. I don't care for fine mansions on earth's sinking sand. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of Glory Land. Build me a cabin in the corner of Glory Land, in the shade of his tree of life that it may ever stand, where I can hear the angels sing and shake Jesus' hand. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of Glory Land. Listen, Lord, I'm not asking to live in the mist. Lord, I know that I'm not worthy of such splendor as this. When I ask him for mercy, as humbly I stand, Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of Glory Land. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of Glory Land, in the shade of his tree of life that it may ever stand, where I can hear the angels sing and take Jesus' hand. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of Glory Land. I've many a dear loved ones who've gone on this way, on the grapevine of morning shall I hear them all say, come and join in the singing and play in our band. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of glory land. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of glory land, in the shade of this tree of life that it may ever stand, where I can hear the angels sing and shake Jesus' hand. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of glory land. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of glory land. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of glory land.
Okay, so this is a celebration today. Gary said that he wants us to join in and celebrate Penny's life, and these were the songs that were Penny's favorite songs that we sing here on Sunday morning. So just join in and sing with us.
One of these days I'm gonna fly over the mountain. One of these days I'm gonna ride on the silver lining. One of these days I'm gonna witness all I've been missing. One of these days. One of these days I'm gonna do all the things that I've never done. I'm gonna finish all the races that I've run but I've never won. I'm gonna see a million faces, recognize everyone. One of these days. One of these days I'm gonna see the hand that took the nails for me. One of these days I'm gonna hold the key to the mansion built for me. One of these days I'm gonna walk the streets of gold that were paved for me. One of these days I'm gonna see my Savior face to face. One of these days. One of these days I'm gonna see just what became of me on the day that I believed when you took myself from me. And I believe I will see what it would have been if you didn't save me. One of these days. One of these days I'm gonna
talk with all saints that have gone before,
and in their sandals I will walk, and we will sit along the shore, and I will learn all the things
that I never knew before.
All this and more. One of these days I'm gonna see the hand that took the nails for me. One of these days I'm gonna hold the key to the mansion built for me. One of these days I'm gonna walk the streets of gold that were paved for me. One of these days I'm gonna see my Savior face to face. One of these days. One of these days I'll finally be in a place where there's no more need, no more pain and no more grief, no more foolish disbelief, and all the joy there will be when at last we finally see one of these days. One of these days I'm gonna see the hand that took the nails for me. One of these days I'm gonna hold the key to the mansion built for me. One of these days I'm gonna walk the streets of gold that were paved for me. One of these days I'm gonna see my Savior face to face. One of these days I'm gonna see the hand that took the nails for me. One of these days I'm gonna hold the key to the mansion built for me. One of these days I'm gonna walk the streets of gold that were paved for me. One of these days I'm gonna see my Savior face to face. One of these days.
Please be seated. Well, the beauty of that song is that one of these days has arrived for Penny, and we're still waiting. She saw all those things. She saw the Savior's face, hands that took the nails. Psalm 121, I lift my eyes unto the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He'll watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore.
Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood atoning, then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought me to the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory, and I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the cold redemption story, how some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood. Some bright morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away when the shadows of this life have grown. I'll fly away like a bird from these prison walls. I'll fly away, oh, glory, I'll shackles on my feet. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away to a land where joy will never end. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory,
and players. I'm going to read the obituary of Penny Liberton, and then TJ and Mick and Nate are going to come and share some memories of their mom, and if anyone else would like to share, we'll give you the opportunity after that, and you can share with us a happy memory, a funny, something funny, or an event that happened that involved Penny that affected you in some way. Penny Lee Liberton, age 61, of South Wayne, passed away on Sunday, June 2, 2019, at the Monroe Clinic Hospital. She was born October 21, 1957, the daughter of Jim Hallman and Ramona Johnson in Milwaukee. She was a graduate of Crosby High School in Minnesota. She was united in marriage to Gary Lee Liberton on June 12, 1989. I guess I could interject here. Gary has always said, why would such a beautiful woman want to marry someone like Gary? She saw, and he's glad she did. Penny worked alongside her husband Gary on their goat farm in rural South Wayne for many years. She was passionate about goats and taking care of her flower gardens. Penny was also a talented woodworker. She also enjoyed riding the trails on her ATV. Penny is survived by her husband Gary of South Wayne, her children Mickey and husband Ed Gardner of Rockford, Tandy Lucas of Sauk City, and Nate Liberton of Janesville. Two grandchildren, Alicia Grossen and Brock Hill. Also survived by her parents Jim Hallman and Ramona Johnson, her sisters Cindy and husband Rich Lauren and Deborah Jones and Terry Hallman. Special friend and hired hand who was thought of as a third daughter, Lacey Johnson, and also survived by her five dogs. Celebration of Penny's life will be held today here at Martintown Community Church. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund has been established in Penny's name. And what's the name of the fund? The Argyle Christmas Blessings Project, and that's through the Argyle State Bank. That fund assists needy families at Christmas time, and Christmas time was Penny's favorite time of the year, and she always had a heart for people less fortunate who couldn't afford to have all the doings of Christmas. So if you want to give a gift, talk to us and we'll give you the details on that, or talk to the Argyle Bank. The family would also like to extend a special thank you to all the staff at the Monroe Clinic Hospital for their loving care and compassion. Okay, we'll ask the family to come up. We have a mic for you right here.
Here are some of their thoughts. We couldn't begin to count the times she tolerated our moods, consoled our hearts, breaks, and disappointments, endured our up and downs, listened to words confused by tears, and just simply understood for no reason, then because she loved us. For years, the years hold precious memories, but most of all, they hold growth. In a way, we grew up together. Mom is our definition of a special, compassionate, caring, giving person, and always put others above herself. She filled our lives with happiness and sweet things that will carry in our hearts forever. Thank you, Mom. We love you. And I just want to add to that and thank her for being a special wife for many years. I told her she had to go before me, because if I went first, the house would be way too dirty by the time she got there. So baby will be there before you know it. Thank you.
Does anyone else have a story to share or a memory? If not, then I'll share them for you because I have a few. I'd like to begin, first of all, by saying that I'm here today to bring a message of hope and peace. And I want to start by talking about heaven. The Bible tells us that heaven is a wonderful place where we'll see God face to face and in person. It says in Revelation 21 that in heaven there'll be no death or sorrow or crying or pain. All of that is gone forever. It says that he will wipe every tear from our eyes, and the dwelling place of God will be with his people, and he will live with them and be their God. You know, that's a description that's hard to imagine because it's talking about perfect paradise, and our minds really cannot begin to comprehend the significance of that, because difficulty and disappointment and death and sorrow and pain are so much a part of everyday life that we can't even imagine what it would be like to live without that. But the Bible tells us that one day all of that will be forgotten. And perhaps even better than that, if we ask now, the Bible says God will give us peace and joy in the midst of life's difficulties each day as we go. Penny lived a good life. She loved everything about life. She loved her family. She always looked forward to spending time with them. She loved her goats. She loved her dogs. And I always thought that Penny's animals lived in animal heaven out there on the farm. She loved every goat like if it was her own child. And she was so happy being an alternative dairy farmer. Is that how you say that? Utter alternative dairy. And I always marveled at her dog. She has five of them. Four of them are German Shepherds and one's a Boston Terrier. And those dogs have the best lives ever. They've never been on a leash. They've never been in a kennel. They stay home and they just wait for somebody to pull in the driveway. And then they all run out at once, barking happily, surrounding you with wagging tails, welcoming you there. That is, unless you're afraid of them. And then that description is the exact opposite. But they are harmless dogs. They're harmless creatures and so lovable. And if you're too scared to get out of your car, Penny or Gary will come out of the house or out of the barn, laughing, of course, and calling off the dogs, and it's quite the experience. You know, Penny added joy to people's lives. Every time I saw Penny, she had a smile on her face, whether it was here at church or if we ran into her in town. I can never remember a time when she wasn't smiling. And when Gary would tell a story, as he's prone to do from time to time, Penny would always listen and laugh, even though she had already heard that story at least a dozen times before. And even last week, during her last day here on earth, as she was lying in her bed at the hospital, she smiled when we were talking to her. Gary had asked me if I'd go in and talk to Penny and pray with her, and so I did, and I went into her room, and I took her hand, and I said her name, and she opened her eyes, and when she focused, she recognized who I was, and she smiled, and I said, "Penny, Jesus will be sending his angels soon to take you to heaven. Are you ready for that?" And she smiled a big smile, and her eyes twinkled. She nodded her head. And then I said to her, "You'll see them coming, the angels. You'll never be alone." Penny never wanted to be alone. She always wanted somebody to be near her. And I said again, "You'll never be alone, and God will be waiting for you at heaven's gate." And I said, "Before, you'll get there before the rest of us, but we'll be coming soon." And she nodded, smiled again. And I told her I was going to pray for her, and she gripped my hand and closed her eyes, and I prayed. And when I said amen, she said amen and thank you. She always said thank you. And less than 24 hours later, she was escorted to the gateway of heaven, and God welcomed her home at last. And Gary called me on Sunday afternoon and told me that Penny had passed away a little while earlier. I was still in my car. I'd just gotten home from church and hadn't gotten out of the car yet, and I just sat there and I wondered. And I imagined what it was like, what that scene in heaven was like at that exact moment. Because it was a long struggle. Penny was first diagnosed with cancer 6 years ago, and she was devastated by that, as anyone would be. And her and Gary began the cancer treatments, and many of us, some of us, sat with her, with Penny, during some of her chemo treatments. Some of us helped with chores, others offered encouragement. Just about, I think it was about 1 month ago to the day, we had a bunch of people, a group from our church, went up there and cleaned out the flower beds and mowed the lawn and raked and had the time of our lives. And Penny came out and sat in her wheelchair and talked to us and laughed and smiled. And Gary came back and forth and pretty much left us on our own, didn't give us too many instructions, but he would get us going in the right direction if we got off the path. But at first, when Penny was diagnosed with cancer, she was afraid and she was anxious, and her only goal was to get rid of that cancer, and we prayed to that end. And Gary said that at one point when she was at her lowest, it was in 2014, they were invited to a goat producers awards ceremony. And at that banquet, Penny earned the top award. Her herd was the top producer in a 5-state region out of 350 herds. And that was just the shot in the arm of encouragement that she needed. And from then on, her spirits lifted. She began to recognize more directly God's hand on her life and even in her suffering. And her attitude changed. And rather than be anxious and afraid, she became calm and filled with faith. And her trust in the Lord grew, and she eventually got to the place where she was able to put her whole trust in the Lord and rest in him completely as she faced the disease. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And Penny found that rest. And those who knew Penny knew that she was a quiet person. She always let Gary do most of the talking. But when it came to her goats, there weren't enough hours in the day for Penny to tell you about them. She was well known in the goat community. Gary said there was one time when he met another producer and he was trying to tell her who he was and she just couldn't place him. And then she saw Penny walking up and the other producer said, "Oh, Penny, Penny Liberton, you're Penny's husband." And Penny just loved that. And there's more stories and they'll come to mind often in the days ahead, and there'll be a lot of laughter and there'll be a lot of tears of joy and there'll be tears of sorrow. But it's all part of God's plan to help us cope with grief and the loss and separation. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, it says that there's a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to gather stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to keep from embracing, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to mend and a time to tear, a time to be silent and a time to speak. And even though these last 6 months were very difficult for Penny, and she suffered a lot of physical pain, but the joy in her heart never faded. You could see it in her eyes to the very end. And they say that the eyes are the window to the soul. And you could see that Penny was at peace. And even though she didn't want to leave, she was okay leaving that in the hands of the Father. And so today we lay to rest Penny Liberton. The Bible says that God has ordained our days for us. In Psalm 90, it says the length of our days is 70 years or 80 if we have the strength. And they quickly pass away. They quickly pass and we fly away. So teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all of our days. May the favor of the Lord our God rest upon us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, Lord, establish the work of our hands. God gave Penny just 61 short years here on earth, but she made the most of them. And today, Penny's soul has gone on into eternity. And the question then that begs for an answer is, what comes next? What about life after death? The Bible tells us in Hebrews 9:27 that it is appointed for us to die once, and after this, the judgment. And we all know that death is coming to each one of us. We know that we cannot escape that fact. But we don't have to fear death, because Jesus defeated the power of death, and he defeated the power of death over those who have put their faith in him as their Lord and Savior. The Bible says, for those who love the Lord, that to be absent from the body is to be in the presence of the Lord. And the Bible tells us that the angels will come and carry God's child to paradise, never alone, never afraid. One of the parables Jesus told was in Luke's Gospel, chapter 16, and he told the story of two men who had died. And one went to hell, And he describes what hell is like. He says that he was in great torment and pain and anguish and suffering. And he begged for a simple drop of water to be placed on the tip of his tongue. And then he asked the Lord if he could come back to earth and tell his family to warn them. And the Lord replied and said, they won't believe the Bible and other Christians. Why would they believe you? And this is serious business. Some people say they don't believe in hell, yet Jesus actually talked more about hell and God's judgment than he did about heaven. In the parable he told in Luke chapter 16, he says there was another man there that also died. And he said there that the angels came and carried him to paradise. And if we think about that for a minute, all that time spent around Penny's bed in the hospital and the tears, and then last Sunday, late morning, while surrounded by her family, at the exact moment that the hospital chaplain was praying, the family was gathered around Penny's bed, and he came in and was praying for Penny. And her soul left her body and went into eternity. The angels came and escorted Penny directly into the presence of God. Psalm 116, verse 15 says, when they arrive at heaven's gate, God welcomes those who love him. And that means on this side of death, on this side of eternity, God is waiting. Penny was never alone. There were no dark tunnels or bright lights, no fear. It says God is waiting. And that's the record of the Bible. And so the next question is, how does one get to heaven? Well, the Bible has a lot to say about that. It says, first of all, that we are all sinners. There is none righteous, no, not one. None of us is good enough. None of our good works, the best of the best of the best, is never enough because we're sinful. And the Bible says that we've all sinned and the wages of sin is death. But Jesus, who lived a perfect life, who never sinned, was the only person in the history of man that was qualified to die for the sin of another person. And he came to earth and he lived his life and he died on the cross in our place. And the Bible says that he took our sin in his body. And when we come to him in repentance, the Bible says that Jesus takes away our sin and his righteousness somehow becomes our righteousness. And we can stand before God cleansed and pure and sinless, you could say, through the blood of Christ. Jesus says, come unto me. And he says in Jeremiah 29:13, God says, when you seek me with all your heart, I'll be found by you. It's your heart that God is looking at this morning. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. One must believe that God exists and he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Bible is full of passages where it says if you seek God, he'll reveal himself, he'll make himself known unto you. That's a promise of God. And if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ and you've never really given your heart to him, this would be a good time to do that. You can do it in your heart. You don't have to do anything religious. All you have to do is open up your heart and say, Lord, I need you. And I trust you and your work on the cross to save me, and I want to confess you as Lord of my life. And you've got everything to gain. But if you ignore God's offer of salvation through Jesus Christ, you have everything to lose. Because let's just say you don't believe in God and that you think all of this chatter about heaven and hell and forgiveness and angels is nothing more than wishful thinking. A lot of people think that way, but let's say that you are correct. Let's say that God does not exist, and when you die, you end up in the ground and your soul goes nowhere. In that case, the best scenario is that you gain nothing. But let's say that you're correct in that. Well, let's say that God is real and Jesus is real and he did come to earth and die for your sins and then rose from the dead and defeated death so that you can live, so that we all can live. And let's say that all of this is true about God. The greatest gain for you is an eternity in heaven. If you're right, if you say there is no God and you're right and the Bible is wrong, you've lost nothing. But if the Bible is right and you're wrong, you've lost everything. And you've chosen an eternity in hell and separation from God, who has provided the way of salvation. For the child of God, this life is as bad as it will ever get. This is our hell. It'll never get worse than this. Penny will never suffer more than she has already suffered. All of that is behind her. But for the one who rejects God, real hell awaits, and no suffering on earth can begin to compare to that kind of suffering. And that's a very sobering thought. You can find God today. The average home in America has 7 Bibles. You can take one of those Bibles and you can ask God to show himself to you and open it up and then begin reading. And the promise of God is that he will reveal himself to you. And I always suggest begin in the book of John about the life of Jesus and his death and his resurrection, and you'll find him. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for the life of Penny Lee Liberton. Thank you, Lord, for the humbleness in which she lived her life. Thank you for the joy that she found in the everyday things of life, the flowers that she loved, the animals that she loved and took care of, for her husband, whom she loved, and for her daughters and her son. Father, I thank you that you, in your great wisdom and in your sovereignty, that you allowed our paths to cross hers, and that she was able to impact us in whatever way we were impacted. And Lord, I thank you that as Penny worked through the struggle of cancer and her own personal struggles and the things that she brought before you and laid down at the foot of the cross, I thank you, Lord, that you heard every prayer. And I thank you that you sent your promised Holy Spirit to come and comfort her and to guide her and to encourage her and to assure her. And Lord, I thank you that as the years went on and as these last months came upon her, that we could see the depth of her faith and her love for you, that she was able to face death without fear, because she was holding fast to the promises of you. And Father, I thank you for Gary and for his faithfulness in being there for Penny and serving her and helping her. And Lord, I thank you that Penny was able to share the love of Jesus with her entire family, extended family, and anyone who had contact with her. And now, Father, I pray that her death will not be in vain, but I pray that you will use her life and now her death to bring others to the cross, to confess their sins and to receive you as Lord and Savior, that they might know the joy that Penny had. Now, Father, the great patriarch Job said, dust to dust, ashes to ashes. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, I thank you that you see the bigger picture. All we see is today, but you see the beginning from the end. And I thank you that you are sovereign and good, and that you want only the best for your children. And into your hands now, Lord, we release Penny Lee Liberton in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm going to ask you to stand, and I'll offer the benediction, and then you're all invited back into the other room to visit and share and eat with us. Let's all stand. Let's bow our heads. And now may the love of God and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Amen. That concludes our service. Thank you very much. God bless you.